Hi everyone, good evening and welcome to the session on time management tips. You're with me this evening, Karen. Good to be with you. Hope you've had a good day and yeah, let's take it from there. So in this evening seminar, we're going to be touching on things around managing working from home and minimizing your time wasters, and also how to the things that, how to kind of make your busy times more productive, and also to get the best, really, to how to maximize your day. And I really like this topic, and yeah, I hope you'll be inspired and enjoy more days in the future. And before we start, and also as we've got people joining the session, it's always a lovely opportunity, I think, especially with a topic like this, is to actually really just step back from everything of the day and just give yourself a break just for a few moments. And this is something as well I'd encourage you to do on behalf of InnerSpace regularly, actually, through the day. And it's a little exercise. It can take as short or as long as you'd like it to. But it can really help us just to let go of everything inside and just come back to a calmer space and create more clarity, which is perfect when you're making decisions all day about what you're doing. And that's what very much time management is very much all about, that. So if you'd like to join me, so just wherever you are, just sitting right now, just letting your attention just wander inside your body and becoming aware of how you're feeling there, how your body's feeling. And as you become aware of that, it might feel like your body's tense, you might be holding tension. So just become aware of any of those areas, perhaps the neck, the shoulders, or even the tension of your stomach, and just become aware of relaxing all of that. Let your attention go to your breath. And just breathe a bit more deeply. And just relax with each out breath. It feels good just to take these moments for yourself, just to step back and relax. Just acknowledge that for yourself. And now I'd like you just to imagine like your inner world. It's like a glass of water where you've put a spoonful of sand and you've stirred it all up. And that might represent everything from the day, all the things that have gone on, just swirling around in your mind. And now just step back from all of those particles and just become an observer to all of that. To all of those experiences, just step back from the whole impact of that on your mind right now. And just let everything just settle. Just like a spoonful of sand that's been shaken up in a glass full of water. It's all been stirred up, and right now you're just letting it settle. You're not holding on to anything. And as you let it settle, you begin to feel calmer. Acknowledge how you like that, how good it feels. And as everything now completely settles, you just bring your attention back to this moment right now. And just let your body just move a little bit. Okay, so I hope that was useful. So you could even just take, you know, even 30 seconds just to do something like that during the day here and there. And it can make a big difference to just letting yourself just feel a bit more refreshed and a bit more calm, a bit more focused. In a session like this, I always feel it's really, really important just to mention, being a person that's good with time and good at managing time. It's not just about your time management skills, actually. It's very much that it's all encompassing, actually, of lots of different skills and abilities. And they're very much inner abilities as well, because when you look at how we waste time, you might look at how it's quite subtle, actually. It's not just, you know, losing time by something not going so well or that type of thing, but it can be, you know, very much about how we're using our thoughts. And so if I'm used to thinking quite negatively, and that's become a habit, I'm not so aware of it necessarily, but when you start to observe it, you start to really see that. And if you think that might be you, then another way to kind of help yourself in this picture is that, you know, we have a session on thinking more positively. So that could be really helpful, because then you don't waste time that way. Another way could be that I get quite stressed and I, you know, can't wind down properly. I'm overthinking about things and I'm worried about stuff. And so there's a lot of fear that builds up inside, and you can see the accumulation there and where we're going with that. And so if that's something that you're aware of with yourself, then you might want to look at our stress less session, because that could help with that side of things, which will have a big impact. And then let's say, you know, you've got the habit of saying yes to everything, and or not just saying yes to everything that's offered to you to do, but you know that you base your self-esteem on everything that you do. And because of that, you know, you might have found you've become a bit of a workaholic. It can happen to the best of us. So, you know, even that, we have a seminar on around, you know, that whole kind of self-esteem. So that could be something to look at. And in terms of other things, yeah, of course, the meditation dailies that we have, lunchtime and morning time meditations, great little opportunities to slip into your day, 20 minutes guided meditation, refresh yourself, have that part of it as part of your daily routine, can be really powerful. Or even, you know, a few times of the week that works for you with your calendar, that can be really powerful as well. And I know on Thursday we've got a session on people skills, and again, you know, how much time can we spend overthinking about other people or about our part in situations, just because we've not really honed those skills, or maybe thought how we could approach things differently with other people. A great improvements could be made, you know, listening to a session like that and taking away a few practices. And so yeah, lots of work that can be done on a subtle level in the background that will help this picture that we're exploring tonight, but that obviously I don't have the time to go into in this one session. But I just wanted to do a bit of signposting there. Now let's just start looking at this on the level of, you know, understanding time better. So in a sense, if we have this time, it's the time of our lives that we're given. And, you know, ultimately we need to think about, how do I want to experience that time? What's my relationship like with time? What would I like it to be like with time? So there's a lot to kind of explore in that. And so in a sense, time is man-made. And we've created it somewhere along the way to create structure, to create order, to how we spend that period of time from the moon rising to the sun rising, all of that, that whole kind of picture of that cycle of the day and how we spend it, how we use it. And so it's not something that we have to feel suppressed by, but we can easily slip into that. And especially when you look at some of the things that you say about time, and, you know, often, you know, we can say things like, I don't have enough of it. Where did it all go? But really what we want to be saying probably is that I had the time of my life. I really enjoyed my day today. I really had a good time. Yeah. And so what do we want to be leaning to more then, you know, because that's what's going to make a difference. And there's a beautiful saying, and that saying is joie de vie, you know, joy of life. And so you may want to look at, you know, what is it that gives you that joie de vivre? I know many years ago, before I kind of came across in the space, I started exploring different things. But then when I started looking at the inner space offerings and things, I did what was called our practical meditation course at the time. And I learned to meditate, and I have found it an absolutely invaluable tool, because it really helped me bring out that joie de vivre on a daily basis. And really reconnected me to my inner happiness, my inner contentment. You know, when there's a way that you can help yourself become peaceful, and, you know, and also reflect upon and have that inner space, in a sense, kind of guide how you go about things. And so everything can become so much more pleasurable than it could before I was kind of aware of that. Because, you know, because my awareness has changed over time. And of course, it's something that I'm constantly working with, constantly learning more about, and constantly, you know, understanding myself better. But I think it's a great question to give yourself is, you know, what is creating your joie de vivre? Because in a sense, that's the thing that I want to be the most important part of my day. It's the most urgent part, it's the most important part, because if not, what happens is we put everything else in front of that, and in doing so we will miss out on that time of our life, and we'll put ourselves at the bottom of the picture, when actually if we just gave ourselves a little bit of time during the day, not only would we feel better, but we'd also be adding so much more to life and the relationships that we have with other people, because we're in a much better space. And so, I mean, think about things. It could be as simple as, you know, you just feel so much better after a walk or a run, and you could use that as your starting point. It could be prayer. It could be contemplation. It could be reading things that are inspiring. Right now, we've got lots of material around as well from the space side of things. We have on our Facebook page, there's lots of meditations there that you can just tap into. We've got our blogs, we've got podcasts on our website. So there's a host of material if you feel like you just want to delve into something a little bit and, you know, contemplate that a bit more for yourself. So a really, really important part of that picture of using my time well and creating energy, yeah, within myself. And I really, from my own personal perspective, and also being so aware of how when you get into something, certain things during the day, your time does go boom, 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 boom. And so the best time, I know I'm in a situation where I don't have children, so I know for me, I haven't got, you know, other people to look after and things where I'm living. So, you know, I'm in probably quite a luxurious position in that way. But even still, you know, as you know, for you might want to look at your day in terms of when you can give yourself that input and when it's going to work for you. And you might even need to kind of, you know, speak to other family members to kind of make that a bit more doable for yourself. But really to kind of get that going is going to be so beneficial. And so for me, it works very early in the morning. So what I've chosen to do over time is go to bed earlier and wake up earlier. So that gives me time for my meditation, a meditation class, and it gives me time to prepare my day before I get into it. And that, yeah, is really, really, really helpful. And then having some reflection in the evening and looking at how things went and looking at where did I really get my joie de vivre from today? And was it what I planned it to be? If not, what other things instigated it to be? And that can be really helpful to inspire myself going forward. So yeah, you might want to look at that. And the other thing I wanted to mention, yeah, was around that whole planning piece and how that interconnects into the morning time as well. Or can do, and into this, you know, this whole area of working from home. And so meal planning is a big part of that picture, because obviously you're not buying, you know, you might not be shopping or, you know, going to restaurants or those kinds of things. You might be, you know, be still being more careful in that way as well. So whatever your story is, yeah, where you can sort of create a system. So, and I'll just give my own story here. So the system I've kind of created is that I'll go shopping once a week and I'll plan what I'm going to eat pretty much on a daily basis. And that then is my meal plan for the week. And then I'll buy that fresh food in. Obviously got certain things in already. And then you kind of know where you stand, really. Obviously, you can shake that up a little bit to suit during the week, buy the odd bits here and there if needed, but pretty much the majority is done. And so you don't have to think. And if you don't have to think, you're freeing up time, you're freeing up yourself, and you're freeing up personal time even for yourself. And then also, you know, cooking something right at the beginning of the day, before the day kicks off, before you kind of get into work. And that can be so, for me, I really, really appreciate it. It's a great opportunity because it means I can cook with a good energy, be mindful about what I'm doing and the energy that's going into that. And also then I'm set up for the day, yeah? So I I'm not thinking later in the day, oh, I need to do this, and I'm trying to squeeze it in, and it can get a bit tense. And so, yeah, it feels like a really lovely, self-respectful thing to be doing for yourself. The kind of thing, you know, it's really lovely, isn't it, to have this really nice, healthy, home-cooked food just waiting for you. I know I really, really appreciate that, and that inspires me each day to really keep going with that, as I do enjoy my food. Other things as well to build in that really help really, really help your energy. And also, I think, you know, to create time for getting away from the screen can be really helpful as well. And it's to kind of program a little bit, again, against what you're maybe, and I'd say as well, if you know, get it in your diary, put it in your work diary, block that time out as part of your lunch break. And it could be doing some exercise a certain time during the day. Again, it's something you could load your day with before you start your day, and depends how you want to use your time. But I think in terms of diarizing, it can be really, really helpful. I managed to diarize a couple of exercise classes a week that I'm doing online via work, which is fantastic. Get a few walks in as well. Haven't quite got to, you know, getting something every day. I'm still working on that, but at least the majority of the week, each day, there's something going on, which it feels good. And I think also, you know, just creating a time, while the weather's still nice, to just create a little bit of time outside can be really refreshing as well. And, you know, when you come back, you know, you feel, I know for me, I feel better, I feel more refreshed. And I feel like my body is physically more rested. It might also be, you know, getting away from the screen and that side of things and all those thought patterns that were related to that work activity that you'd had. And you've got different things to stimulate when you're outside, as, you know, perhaps grass or trees, or, you know, it makes a huge difference if you can do that. So that ultimately you can maximize your energy for the day. And another aspect of that, kind of looking after things during the week, is looking at when you do your because let's face it, we've got lots of things to do and lots of things to take care of behind the scenes of our kind of daily work activities. And you know, things like the doing the cleaning, the dusting, and the ironing, all of these kinds of things, yeah, they need taking care of. And so to have, again, a time slot that you feel comfortable with every week where you get that done. Again, if you've got that time slot, the great thing is you do it then. You know you can get that done within a certain time period. It doesn't overrun into the whole day. And, yeah, again, you know, you can enjoy it because you've created that slot. And once it's done, and you can move on from there. I know that's something, again, for me, I really like, and I'm very lucky. Again, I feel as in the flatmate that I have will kind of do things, you know, on the same day. And so we kind of, you know, that also helps. We inspire each other on that way, in that one. And also, yeah, when you've done something, and there's some of the things I'm saying here, I appreciate you may be doing so much of this already. But, you know, when you've done something, you know, like let's say you prepared some food or you've had your lunch there, but just doing those simple things like, you know, washing up your dish there and then, and, you know, wiping the surface, or at the end of the day, you know, you've finished working and then, you know, you close down your computer and you put your, you know, your everything, the papers and things that you're, you know, your to-do lists, etc. You put all of that in one place, and all of that kind of tidying up, keeping orderly, it's really, really helpful for creating closure. And especially when you're working in a closed environment where you've got, you know, you've perhaps got a lounge, or you might even be working from one room, you might even be living in one room. And so that extra orderliness and kind of going out of your way to make that happen there and then in those moments, it really does something. It tidies things up in your head. Otherwise, you've got to think about, oh, I need to go and sort that out later. And it will just be pulling you and creating extra thoughts. And it'll be taking you away from what you need to focus on right now. And And I know, don't know about you, but I know it's something that I've had to really look out for, which has been the times when I log on at the beginning of the day, and the times that I log off, and my lunch breaks as well, to make sure that they happen, because you're so much more available and you know you're so much more available. I know I've had to make an extra special effort to commit to certain times and not let those times run over and let those extra activities run into the next day, whether that it's meant me communicating that perhaps with other people to make that happen. And that I really feel, again, it's a self-honoring thing, it's a self-respect thing, where you are looking out for your energy reserves and your sanity. And also, it just lets you know what you can fit into a certain time. And of course, every now and then, I know for myself, I'll work over a little bit, but it's not that I want that to be the norm. Yeah, it's really what I want to be is that I work within my hours, and that's also helps you, again, feel like you've got the energy to commit and be fully focused while you're doing whatever you're doing during the day. And other things I think as well to bear in mind, because I know that we all reach moments whereby there is just too much going on, and it isn't possible to keep those hours. And, you might want to look at things like, is the current way that you're processing things, is that the most effective? Are you doing things at a time where, you're being most productive? Where it may be that, let's say you did certain things at the beginning of your day where there's a lot of thought, there's a lot of checking, you really need a clear mind, a clear head. And so to do those things right at the beginning of your day might be so much better than spending so much more time doing it at the end of the day. And I had a chat recently with a colleague of mine, actually, and there was some reporting that we've been saving to the end of the day. And I was thinking, if we can do this earlier in the day, I think for the both of us, it'd be so much better. And also for the people that are receiving this report, because they'd be able to do more with it on that day. And so you might want to challenge, just the routines that you get set in. Are they the most effective? But also I think within that, and it comes back to that self-esteem and maybe where you're taking your sense of self from, where we are overcommitting and we might feel, but we want to be seen to be able to be handling it. It's just too much, maybe things just need to be divided up differently. And I think it really takes at those times, takes a step of humility, just to really look at yourself and say, it's okay. It's not that you're bad here. It's not that you are doing enough. It's just that it's too much right now. And, you need to talk about it with someone. And to kind of do that, again, it's that self-honoring for yourself. And if you're interested in more about that kind of thing and looking after yourself more and trusting yourself more, all of that, I'd say our self-esteem sessions are a great pointer there. And there's another picture here, isn't there? And I kind of connected to it a little bit before, but it's about keeping order to your day. And also I think, I know for myself, I really need to look after my sleep pattern and look after those sleep times. And that makes a huge difference in terms of the energy that I've got to bring to what I'm doing on a daily basis. And so getting enough sleep is really, really important and making time for that. And so I think out there at the moment, we had a really wonderful speaker. She did a whole session on this around sleep. And you might want to check out, it's likely that we've got it as a podcast. And what she was saying is that for 7 hours, yeah, that we need really a maximum really of 7 hours asleep. Which is interesting because I think a lot of people think they need more, but you're probably the best judge of what's right for you. But that's something, an interesting number to kind of work with and see how it goes, I think, as well. If you're thinking of maybe not sleeping as much and maximizing your day more and seeing how you feel on that, you might want to just explore that a little bit. And the minimum before you get sleep deprived is 4 hours. Now, I know for me, I wouldn't really want to be surviving on 4 hours. I don't think that would really work for me. So I do need a little bit more, but yeah, seven or under, just under it is, I'm fine with that. So yeah, check it out and see how things work for you. And there's another picture around this, isn't it? Before I kind of get to the obvious kind of time management tips, I want to just look at this a little bit with you. And this is around being really, really, really honest with yourself and also with your own conscience. Yeah, with, in terms of, where is your time going and do you feel good about that? And so you might want to just kind of, you know, just sit with a piece of paper and have a look at what comes up there with that question for yourself. And there might be lots of different things that come up. And I'd say, you know, explore it as much as you can. I know when we've ran this session in-house before at Inner Space, we get lots of different things that come along. I'll just mention a few things to you. It could be social media. I'm not saying these things are bad. I'm just saying that they're things that people have said that, you know, they know they can spend too much time on for them than they feel actually good about. And so you might want to look at how you can limit some of that stuff. It could be that I have conversations that take me into negative thinking, and then I don't start feeling good, and I don't start feeling good about work, and I don't start feeling good. I start feeling bad about certain colleagues that I'm working with, and so that might be the area of gossip. And so maybe check out, you know, what's going on there for you. And I have always kind of thought for myself, you know, a way of kind of handling those kinds of conversations is, you know, just letting people know, do you know what, I'm a bit tired for time right now, I'm gonna have to scoot, but yeah, let's catch up soon, you know, that kind of you know, so you're just not getting into it, basically. So you're not influenced by it. Or you know, where you go over things in your mind too much. So maybe there's something that didn't go so well and you go over and over and over that. And again, you might want to kind of explore our positive thinking if that's you. And the other kind of thing I was thinking about as well is... is actually about looking at, you know, let's say I go online in the evening, or maybe I'm an online shopper and I get a lot of things that way, but I get caught up in looking at, you know, into other things. And so, you know, having a little bit of a switch off point, perhaps with your Wi-Fi, you know, that you have a time when that goes off. I know we decided a little while ago here that, you know, around 8:15, it gets switched off. And it's really helpful because it's just kind of like, you know, you've just closed that chapter to the day, that online chapter. And then obviously, you know, if I've had to have certain calls with people or family, you know, via WhatsApp, something like this, you know, and I need to make those happen, then of course those, you know, those times, you know, I'll make that happen. But where I can, you know, just having that, you know, let's just stick to that. And it's healthy, you know, it's good. It feels healthy for me as well, personally. And so there's lots of decisions to be made here, isn't there? You know, as we're kind of exploring this. And I really feel like, you know, in a sense, like the essence of time management is about presenting lots of decisions here and there as you go through your day. You know, right down to the point of, do I need to be thinking about this right now? And if I don't, I can move on to something else. But also it's about setting up really healthy habits and practices that support you, which I've mentioned there with quite a lot of the different things around, you know, your meal prep, write down even, I don't know whether I actually mentioned it, but you know, your, it could be even like your clothes prep for the week. I know for me, I've chosen to have a very kind of simple wardrobe that's very easy to manage from a washing and an ironing front. And that feels good right now while I can do that. And write down to, you know, the times that you log on and, you know, your planning of your food shopping and what you're going to cook, all of that, when you're going to cook, and you know, or when you're going to clean, all of that picture, those healthy habits, once you've got them in place, you know, it's almost like, you know, you're a train that's kind of moving through life, and you know, they're your tracks, and once you're on those tracks, you can just cruise. And but getting on those tracks, you know, if you're not on them, it can be a bit tricky if you're a train. And so yeah, just to kind of be aware of that too. And so kind of some of the time management essentials. Yeah. So to-do lists are really, really important. I know for me, I really appreciate my to-do list because it gives me a focus on really kind of looking at what are the, you know, all these different things I've got going on, but what really are the priorities. And so it's not to feel hemmed in by your to-do list or even, you know, to really kind of look at it like a tool. Yeah, it's a, in a sense, it becomes like a tool that you look at to help you prioritize. And you may have conversations. I know for me, on one of the projects that I'm working on right now, I really appreciate this, and it helps me just be able to crack on during the day. And it's that we have a little meeting right at the beginning of the day, and we look at what went on for people the other day, what we needed to hear about. And then we also look at, you know, what we're going to be doing, where we're going to put our attention and focus for the day. And then, you know, then we all know that we're all kind of connected. We've all communicated. We're all bought in to what we should be doing. And we're aware of what each other's doing. And if anything needs to be shouted out or, you know, checked in or looked at differently, it can all happen in that short time. It's just a half an hour meeting. And for me, that's been a really, really helpful approach, one that I've really appreciated. And yeah, I would recommend for future projects. And you might not need to do it every day. It could be 3 times a week, 2 times a week, you know, whatever kind of really works. But that to-do list, yeah, just to look at it and really look at the priorities. And so there's lots of prioritization matrices out there. And the most simple one is where you have, you know, you decide on your to-do list what's urgent and what's important today. And that becomes your focus. And so if it doesn't happen today, there's going to be some form of loss. And that loss could be to the project, it could be to other people's time and energy and focus, it could be financial, it could be that it holds things up and that has an impact. And so yeah, you might want to look at things from that perspective. And also, what else should be in here? What should be urgent and important? So if you've been listening, you'll have been able to answer that right now. And it means, what gives you your joie de vivre? That really needs to be urgent and important. And again, for me, I'll put that at the beginning of my day, because I know for me, it's connected to my meditation, and that will affect how the whole of my day goes. If I can really get that quality of focus going at the very beginning of my day. And what other things have you got in that matrix? You've got what's urgent, important. You've got what's not urgent, but it's important. And so you would probably expect a majority of your things to be falling into what's not urgent and it's important, so that it could be done today, it could be done tomorrow. If everything that you do every day is falling into important and urgent, you might want to explore that, because it means that you're probably, you know, you're firefighting right now. And if one of those slips, you know, it's going to be a big risk. So that could be quite dangerous. And so, yeah, you might want to communicate that with other people, or, you know, send that up the line some way that that's kind of how things are working and it's a concern. Because let's say you are not able to be at work on one of your days, then that would have a big impact, wouldn't it? That other part of that prioritization could be also, you know, it's not urgent and it's not important. So does it mean that I don't have to do that anymore? So some decision making could be done there. I know for me, I have filing that I put to one side, and every now and then I do it. and I've decided that that's how I'm happy to work with this. And so, yeah, so perhaps, you know, it might be every 3 weeks or something, or it might be every 2 weeks, depends how much time I've got on my hands, or less. But yeah, so decide what you're happy with. And obviously, you know, for me, emails, I will try and file and organize that, you know, at least as I kind of, yeah, as one's working through stuff. But if that's not possible, then it might get, you know, put to the end of the day, or it might even occasionally get put to the end of the week, in terms of, you know, ciphering through stuff that you've already been working on and shifting it into the proper places. But yeah, I think a lot of that's very personal about how you work, and just make sure that you're comfortable with it and you can keep on track of stuff. And if not, you know, there's lots of ideas out there. You could Google for more of those ideas. I think procrastination is a real key factor of working with time in an effective way. And so not procrastinating is the operative word here. And so, you know, helpful thoughts that come into mind here are, you know, that slogan, we all know that slogan, just do it. So you have the thought, you just do it. You just do it there and then. And so that can really work. And especially with little things, you know, that you need to do in the house and here and there, you know, if you're meaning to tighten that screw or fix that thing. And, it, you know, it takes so much longer planning to think about something. When if you do it, just do it, and you create the habit of being a just do it person, then that's the attitude that, you know, flows into everything that you do, which can be really, 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 really helpful. For yourself and other people. And that if you are a procrastinator and you need help with that, and there's probably a little bit of, you know, all of us, isn't there, you know, that can do have a bit of procrastination about us. But if you've been thinking about something, you just want to get it moving, a really nice approach, and it's called the 5-4-3-2-1 method, is where you count down and you move into action. It's in your head. Count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're in action. That can be great. Okay, so I'm just going to finish off super briefly with whatever happens as you go through your day, create that time for you. Use your to-do list as a tool, not a stick. And yeah, in terms of your home life, get those healthy habits going, and definitely make time for you during the day. So maybe just walk outside, stroke a cat, meditate for a few minutes, you know, here and there. Check out the online meditations. These are things that can really, really make a difference. I hope that session was useful to you. Okay, so thank you so much for joining me this evening, and wish you a wonderful evening, and see you again at some point. All the best. Thank you.